Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Do keep your texts coming on that, and indeed we'd love to hear from you on the next topic as well, because we're asking, should home economics be a compulsory subject for students to take? Well, according to Ross Keogh, director of Keogh's Crisps, it should. His comments come while speaking at the World Potato Congress, as he says that young people don't have the necessary skills to cook a meal. So, do you agree with Ross Keogh, and should home ec become a mandatory subject for second level students? To discuss this further, we're joined now by Helen Allen, a home ec teacher at St Angela's in Cork. She's also the Vice President of the Association of Teachers for Home Ec or Home Economics. And you're very welcome, Helen, to the programme this evening. Do you agree with what Ross Keogh had to say?
Hi, Sarah. How are you? We do agree with what Ross had to say, and we'd like to thank him for recognising the importance of home economics and calling it for it to be compulsory. We do feel, though, it was a bit of a broad statement to say that not many young people have the basic culinary cookery skills, because there's many students of Junior Cert Home Ec and Senior Cycle Home Economics who would learn all these vital, transferable, compulsory skills in our subject. And we feel it's a very broad subject, and that it encompasses a lot of different aspects, such as diet and special diet, food pyramids. We would teach our students ethnic cookery. We teach them the theory on healthy lunches, and then we apply this in our classroom and our culinary cookery classes. We teach them how to make a healthy alternative to takeaways, so we would teach them fakeaways. And there's more than just cooking. There's budgeting. We teach them about consumer law. And we know that many other subjects such as PE and SPHE and wellbeing teach about healthy living. But we are the only subject that teaches practical life skills and puts the theory of the healthy diet into practice by teaching our students how to make healthy dishes. And even if I look at my own school, in first year, we do 13 to 14 different cookery sessions. So by the end of first year, our students should know how to make 13 or 14 healthy nutrition meals. Not only that they can make this year, but they can make them forevermore in their lifetime.
My goodness, well, that sounds fantastic, and it would certainly have saved me from living on pasta and white bread for the first 2 or 3 years of college, which is what I did. I mentioned earlier, Helen, in the programme that I did home economics for my Leaving Cert, and I really didn't enjoy it. I was very bored, actually, to be completely honest, even though I had a wonderful teacher. And somebody had texted earlier to say that they think home economics must have changed radically since I was in school, says this person. It's a rich, fascinating and engaging course, and this person says, I know this because my daughter just studied it. Has it evolved a lot, the course, over the last couple of years?
Oh, it has. And even since when I have sat my own Leaving Cert, like, it has evolved and grown throughout the years. And like, it's very broad, and even to make Leaving Cert compulsory would be a good thing for students. Like, they learn about insurance, they learn about how to take out a mortgage, the steps involved in the mortgage. So it's really like life skills as well. And it's really a good grounding and a good basis for going on to many courses in third level. So like food science, dietetics and nutrition. There's like many different careers that they could pursue out of a home economics degree, such as food technologists, food stylists, culinary arts and chefing, environmental health officers, quality safety officers, sewing designers, interior design. We do a whole section on interior design as well. And if you look at some of the famous people who've gone on to, who've studied home economics, be it in junior cycle, senior cycle, or in third level, our ambassador, Levin Maguire, was one of the first male students in his school to study home economics. And also Catherine Layden was actually a trained home economics teacher.
Well, that's actually what I was going to ask you, Helen. Is it very gendered still, do you think, the people who take home economics? As in, is it mostly women who take it or girls?
Well, I currently work in an all-girls school, but I have worked in many co-ed schools, and we would have done, and the association would have worked on many campaigns and encouraging boys to get involved in home economics. And St Angela's College in Sligo and the Home Economics Teacher Association have worked with the GAA to develop a campaign on the importance of nutrition for fueling athletic performance. And we have seen a number of boys increasing in the uptake of home economics. And even in the last number of years, there's a number of male students who've gone on to study home economics. economics in third level. And of course, like the famous chefs are always a really good role model. And sure, we all know that many of the famous chefs are male. And also our fashion designers like Paul Costello are great role models for our students and to encourage them to uptake.
That's good to hear, you know, because you would hope that boys would get involved as well, you know, to learn all those skills that you're talking about, because I think they do sound really necessary. Just finally, again, if I hark back to when I was in school, the general sense was that home economics was the subject that you took to get an easy A, which, as it turns out, didn't work at all for me because I didn't. But is it still, do you think, is there still that sort of view of it, or has that changed also?
Traditionally, people would have thought it was a very, like, all about baking and all about sewing. Our organisation have worked on, and we're working on a number of projects currently to show that it's more than just sewing and cooking. And like I said, it's a very broad subject. It's a really good subject to take at Leaving Cert Cycle because there's something in it for everybody. You also have all the food science section, you've all the culinary section, but you also have the things about insurance, about mortgages, consumer law. Like, you can read all these labels, and we're not only is it just important for life, but we're teaching them all these skills for later on in their life. Like, you teach them what the kite mark is and how to make a complaint, or when are they entitled to make a complaint?
Yeah, and just and on also, that point, Helen, actually, just very briefly before I let you go, John has texted to suggest home economics should be renamed independent living skills, because that's what teens lack when they become adults these days. And it sounds from the course you're describing, that's really maybe a more appropriate name for it.
This is a hard one. Home economics is all about the family, all about society, and all about the individual. So I think if we took the word home out of it, or we might be stripping back on what our main aim is. I think we have worked as an organisation just to promote the difference of it.
Okay, well, that's maybe a debate for another time. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Helen Allen, a home economics teacher at St. Angela's in Cork. We'll take a break.